Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Free trade agreements have become a hard sell in recent years. We have three right now that have been negotiated, and they're ready to be voted on by the Congress: Colombia, South Korea, and Panama. President Bush wants them passed, but Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat Congress are not going to let it happen. Although not perfect, overall, our trade agreements have been a big plus for the United States. Look at the United States of America, the country, as an example. USA is a huge free trade zone. Free trade between all 50 states, guaranteed in our Constitution. It has worked, providing all kinds of benefits for us. Pineapple from Hawaii, oranges from Florida, duty-free. We can't grow those fruits in Illinois. The Midwest is shipping corn and wheat to states that aren't very good at growing those crops. Every region is allowed to do what it does best, and that is comparative advantage. Europe used to have duties and trade restrictions between the countries. Not anymore. The huge advantage of free and unrestricted trade was clear to them. And today, the European Union is a huge free trade zone. In 1994, President Clinton and the Congress created the North American Free Trade Zone. Millions of new jobs have been created by allowing U.S., Canada, and Mexico to trade freely based on comparative advantage. Countries all over the world are writing bilateral free trade agreements with each other. All the while, we're sitting on our hands doing nothing. In addition to providing economic value to the citizens from countries that are trading freely, trade strengthens security. Countries usually find a way to solve their differences peacefully if they are important trading partners. It's time the trade critics in Congress quit playing politics and cozying up to the labor unions and pass the trade agreements that have been negotiated. The Colombian agreement should be first on the list. 90% of Colombian products already enter the United States duty-free. Our products going into Colombia are subject to a 35% tariff. Well, you don't have to be a math major to see that a trade agreement would be in our favor. In addition, Colombia is a good friend of the United States, and we need to build on that relationship. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.